I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm excited to be here myself. So here we go. Let me tell you. Policy is a terrible substitute for leadership. Policy is a terrible substitute for leadership. You know, and I think a lot of people use it as a crutch. A lot of managers, not leaders, managers use policy as a crutch so they don't actually have to think objectively or have some sort of abstract thought. They just know it's a policy, that's what it is. So it makes for mediocre middle management, but for terrible leadership. I'm going to give you an example. So a friend of mine, this is a few years ago, Stephanie, she was working for this engineering firm. She was a bright girl. She was a project manager there. And here's the thing. When they got new projects coming in from potential clients or from even existing clients, they would have to take these project approvals from department head to get their sign off on it. And she was looking at this, why it took so long. It was taking an average like 4 days to get approvals to start a project, right? Or to sign on a new client for a new project. And she thought it was ridiculous. And so one day she approached her manager and she found a way to make it happen quicker. Like they physically had to get every single signature from every department head, which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to think that they would all be there on the same day. Of course they're not. They have stuff to do, or that she would be able to catch them. In the meantime, these projects are being held up. So it obviously doesn't look good to their clients either, does it? So what happened is that she had this genius idea. Why don't we have some sort of digital signature? And this is a few years ago, right when things like DocuSign, those sort of things were just starting to come out. And she thought it was a great idea. It's a way to streamline the process, to make it quicker, maybe even have like some sort of subset. So if somebody was gone or on vacation this certain week, that somebody else could sign for them, right? Have some subordinate signing procedure with it, or something like that. She didn't know, but all she knew is the policy in place where everybody had to physically sign it was a ridiculous waste of her time and of the time of everybody else that had to do it. And they had these clients that wanted these projects done, and they were hitting these roadblocks. Like, we have to wait for somebody else to sign it. He's in, you know, the Bahamas this week or something like that. Anyway, so she went to her boss, and she's like, hey, Mr., you know, boss man, I have a great idea. Look, it's taking an average of 4 days, and if we do this, if we digitize it and have some sort of contingency for somebody else to sign it if they're absent, if we could get that implemented, we could get all these projects approved within a day. Every project could be approved within a single day instead of 4 days. That's phenomenal. And he you know, looked down his nose at her and goes, look, you know, it's neat that you're thinking about ideas and kind of abstractly, but this is our policy. Our policy is to have them physically sign it, so that's what we need to do. And maybe it was just her naivete in the situation. She's like, well, just because it's policy doesn't mean we have to do it. We can do something different. This is good for the company. It's good for our department. It's good for all of our clients. Why wouldn't you do this? And he goes, well, because it's our policy and we have to stick with our policy. But thanks. Don't stop looking for you know, ways to help us improve, though. And they kind of shuffled her out of his office. That's ridiculous. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's just being a manager. He's just being like some mid-level manager that sits behind policy and hides so he doesn't actually have to make a decision. I think a lot of people do that. There's a lot of managers out there, hopefully not you or somebody you work for. There's a lot of managers out there that will have some sort of a policy that they just stand behind so they don't actually have to make a decision. You know why? Because if you don't put your neck out, it doesn't get chopped off. I get that mentality. It's a weak stance. It's a weak technique. It's not leading at that point, right? Policy is a terrible substitute for leadership. Nobody wants to put their neck out, right? Nobody wants to put their job on the line. It's too safe and secure just to stand behind policies that other people might have, you know, put in place. But you know what? Policies, just because they exist doesn't mean that they're right. And it also doesn't mean that they can't be adjusted. It's ridiculous. In fact, the vast majority of like organizations that have this long list of policies that their company has to follow, right? These procedures that they follow and they have to work towards, a lot of them are outdated and even archaic. So when my wife first started her first job out of college, right? This is right before we got married. She was working for an older oil and gas services company, right? Or a drilling company. She was working for this company, and one of the policies that they had, and this is in 2006, the policy that they had was any woman in the workplace has to wear pantyhose. How on earth is that an acceptable concept? First of all, how is that allowed? Because it's just so misogynistic, I don't even get it. And how is it still a policy? How is it still a policy? It's ridiculous. It's archaic. Why would you do that? Well, my wife's very strong-headed. She goes, screw that. I'm not wearing pantyhose. She didn't. And she thought it was ridiculous, and so she stopped. And then it turns out everybody else in the office started stopping to wear pantyhose. And lo and behold, HR changed the policy. The policy doesn't have to lead, right? If something needs to be changed, change it. Just because it's a policy doesn't mean it's law. It's not written in stone. Doesn't mean it's right. It can be adjusted. It really can. I got a buddy. His policy was to only date blondes. That was his personal policy. Well, you know what? He adjusted it one time, dated a brunette, loved her so much, they're not getting married. Policies change. It's ridiculous to hold hard and fast to things and to hide behind them. Right? Because if you hold onto your policy, it's holding you and your organization back. It really is. I mean, just because it's a policy doesn't mean it can't be changed. Right? Oh, let me tell you a good story, right? I had one manager one time that went against policy for me, and it was phenomenal. He was a great manager. It was early on in my career, and I started a new job. I started this new job in November, and every year I go skiing. That's what I love to do. In the winter, I ski. And I had a ski trip coming up. Well, me and some buddies, we'd already rented a house. We were going skiing in January. So I started this job, maybe it was February, it doesn't matter. But I started this job in November, and their policy was you cannot take any vacation until after 6 months. That's a crappy policy, man. That's a terrible policy. I didn't like it. I signed on for it because it was a good job and it was good money, and I was excited to work for this company, but I didn't like that policy. And while I sat down and talked to my manager, I approached him, and I was like, hey, look, every year I go on this ski trip. Every single year. I have a house that I'm staying at. I know the policy says, you know, I can't take vacation for 6 months. But I'd like to go on this ski trip. It's already planned when I accepted this position. I understand that's your policy. Is there any way we can adjust that or change that or fix it? And I don't ask you for an extra week of vacation. Just take it against the second half of the year or something like that. I'm just asking if I can use it earlier, even though it's outside of your policy. And he goes, absolutely, not a problem. We'll just keep track of it. It's not that big of a deal. Whereas he was a great leader. He really was. He was a great leader for our team. Whereas a manager would have been like, nope, it's policy, sorry, you can't go. No, he thought objectively. He's like, yes, it doesn't affect anybody one iota to let me go for a week to go skiing. And yeah, it affects my team a little bit, but I mean, I'd be gone some other time anyway. Too often people stand behind policies and they think that they're doing the right thing. What all they're doing is passing the buck off to somebody else. Don't do that. Don't just pass the buck off to somebody else, all right? Policy is a terrible substitute for leadership, right? Don't let policy hold back your organization. So here's a couple of things. If you want to help get past some policies, if you want a way to kind of short circuit the policy monster that runs rampant at every organization, here's a couple of things that you can do, right? If you're in a leadership role, or even if you're not, if you're just an employee or staff that working with a leadership person, you can use these techniques as well. Here's what you can do. First, if you run into a policy that's holding you back, listen to somebody's ideas about it objectively. Don't just revert back to oh, well, it's the policy. Actually listen. It might be something valuable, like Stephanie with that company, right? If her boss had just listened to him, he could have taken that idea up the chain and he would have been the hero. His boss would be like, amazing, you cut our time by 75% to get projects approved. That's amazing. It could have been his win too. But instead, he stood behind policy, right? It's unreal. So actually listen. Actually absorb. Don't just wait for your turn to speak and then jump back to policy. All right? The next thing, you have to be flexible. You have to be willing to be adaptable, right? You have to evolve with the times. You can't be making people wear pantyhose in 2006. That's ridiculous. You have to be flexible with these policies. Much like my one boss was flexible when I wanted to go on a ski trip before I was allowed to have that vacation time. That sort of flexibility makes you a better leader. It makes you open to the ideas. It'll make your team appreciate you more. That's what you have to do. And if you're a team member trying to do that, speak to how this sort of flexibility helps the team. Right? Just because it's policy doesn't make it law, doesn't make it have to be so. Policies can be changed. They're changed all the time. Next, the last thing, and this is mostly for the leadership team, right? You have to empower your team to look for ways to improve the policies. Because policies are in place because they were what was available and useful at the time that they were written. But something 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 1 year ago, policies change. There used to be policies where you cannot have your cell phone in the office, or you cannot be using your cell phone in the office. But now, there's managers that communicate to their team via text or instant messenger or any sorts of other things. Now it's commonplace. Things change, things evolve, the world moves forward. And if we're not ready to move forward, if we're not looking for ways to improve the policies that we have, then we're going to be stuck with all these archaic things where it takes us 4 days to get projects approved and we all have to wear pantyhose and nobody gets vacation. It's ridiculous, right? You have to do these sorts of things. The policies, they're not meant to be broken, but they're meant to be adjusted. As times change, policies have to change. Don't use it as a substitute for leadership. Policy is a terrible, abhorrent substitute for leadership. It is. So those 3 things that you can do to help move back towards leadership and away from policy. Here it is again. Listen objectively to what people have to say. Be flexible with the way that you apply policies and empower your team to look for ways to improve policies. You know, just one last story before we call it a day. I had a buddy recently with an organization he's with talk about these policies that are terrible. And the policies are with regard to how they pay back expenses to the sales staff. And so my buddy was traveling all over the state trying to get business for the company. He was having to stay at hotels like a moment's notice because if a client called and, you know, in Fort Worth, he had to drive to Fort Worth to go talk to them, and he just have to stay the night. And his company had a policy about per diem. Now, my buddy's having to eat 3 meals a day, stay at hotels almost every night. And he would do these things at like a week every month, and just he'd have to run around. He's being literally a road warrior, having to sprint around the state. But the policy was they had a certain dollar amount, the per diem. I don't know if it was $20 or $30. And well, yeah, you can eat on $30 a day, right? I honestly don't think that that's enough. If he's traveling around, yeah, they're paying for mileage, big deal. And they had a limit on how much he's allowed to spend for a hotel. It's like, no, you have to go with the cheapest hotel in an area, and the limit is, you know, $150 a night. $150 a night is probably fine in, like, I don't know, some podunk town in West Texas. But $150 a night won't get you anywhere to stay in Dallas. Or maybe it will, but it's going to be questionable. And so he's having to fight this policy. And they're like, oh, no, you overspent this, so we're going to need to go ahead and we're not going to reimburse you the full amount. He's out there working for this company. How are they not going to adjust the policy for this specific individual? Every situation is different. You have to be flexible. And so he's in an argument right now. He's in an argument right now with not only their accounting team, but also his manager. Because manager said, well, you know, I didn't really approve all this trouble. Like, you told me to go visit all these clients. I'm not going to sleep in my car. I don't know what they are expecting from him. You have to be able to adjust these policies. Otherwise, they're going to lose a really good, really dedicated professional that works for them if they don't choose to do the right thing. And instead of making some sort of special dispensation for this individual who's having to travel more than anybody else in the company, they're hiding behind their policy because the manager doesn't want to put his name on the line. That's ridiculous. You have to be flexible. Stop standing behind policy. It's making organizations worse, okay? Remember, and there's one thing. Catch this final thing. I'm saying it the whole time. Policy is a terrible substitute for leadership. Well, I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you joined me today. Once again, I'm Josh Evans. Feel free to hit me up on social media at EnthusiasticU on any of the major platforms or shoot me an email with a question. I'm happy to answer those as well. You can get it at info@joshuamevans.com. Have a great rest of your day.